vibrational escrow has anything to do with where you are. So if you make up your mind that no matter what, you're going to reach for the best feeling thoughts that you can find, and you're going to let relief be your mantra, what will begin to happen is you will find yourself feeling sensitive to the emotion that you've got going on. You'll find yourself, therefore, sensitive to the vibration of your being in this moment. You will find yourself, therefore, sensitive to the vibrational difference between what you got going on and who you really are, which means you will find yourself consciously aware of the distance between where you are and where you want to be. And then, with all of that knowledge, if you can stop and say, where I am is where I am, and that's okay, because I'm on my way to where I want to be, in that moment, you'll drop the oars. The stream will turn your craft in the water, and you will begin moving in the direction of that which you want. And once you practice that a little bit on a few subjects, start with the easy ones, what will begin to happen is you will never find yourself again in need of ever controlling any conditions. But it won't be necessary that you control any conditions, because you will begin to flow so consistently in the direction of all of the things that you are wanting that you will find yourself saying, my life just gets better and better and better and better. Good. So, what time is left for now?
We have about 17 minutes.
What do you want to talk about? Some things. Begin right here. Yes? He's going to push all your buttons here. No point in wasting words on ears alone.
Good afternoon.
It is.
Yes. It was a little more than a year ago that I spoke to you on this Hawaiian cruise about my mother, who seemed to be ready to make her transition. Well, she's still with us. My father made his transition on Christmas Eve, and I had just a few questions about whether he really gives a rip what we do with his ashes, or, you know,
those are good words, and the answer is no, not at all. Please yourself is what he would say. So do something that feels meaningful to you,
okay,
that sends shivers up your spine. But he wants you to know that he is scattered hither and yon now, and yet not at all. In other words, the physical countenance is not important. And he feels as together and as expansive and as specific and as general. In other words, it's a wonderful sensation. Use the word focus, you understand it, and feel all of that. And so the idea of scattering those ashes is sort of symbolic of the releasing of all resistance. Think about it, if you were to feel concerned about them and want to hold them together in the attitude of sort of hanging on to something, and feel the difference between just scattering them because they are inconsequential, because right, the whole of who he is remains eternally precise and pointed and available.
Right. Well, I felt I was with him the last few days, and I felt I could feel him release his resistance several days before he actually stopped breathing. And I didn't know whether he had any attachment up to the last breath with that body, or whether he was gone.
Well, in most cases, until there is really the last breath, there is some sense of attachment. Okay. And the fact that he began releasing for a few days, so depending on what day you're talking about, mm-hmm, but it was less and less and less and less, okay, and less. In other words, there is no one on the non-physical side of the curtain, so to speak, that is saying, get your butt over here. In other words, there is no feeling of all right already. It is all because everything is understood to be about the releasing of resistance.
Right.
And so when you think about it, in the death experience, it is the ultimate releasing of experience. But And we want to be kind to all of you, but most of you have to sort of get really out of it in your physical bodies before you begin to really release resistance. And even when you were